All right, it is Monday morning. Blue Water Center for Independent Living serves people with disabilities all throughout the Thumb, and the work that they do has become very important in this time of isolation. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about what they've been doing and what services they are providing is the Associate Director of the Blue Water Center for Independent Living, Christine Cook. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for speaking with me this morning.
Well, and thanks for joining us. Let's back up first and just talk a little bit about the Blue Water Center for Independent Living, what this organization is and what it does here in the Thumb area.
Absolutely. So the Blue Water Center for Independent Living, like you said, it serves the entire Thumb. So we're in all five counties, not just St. Clair, but also LaPierre, Huron, Sand Lake, and Tuscola. And we are a nonprofit organization that focuses on informing, supporting, and really advocating for people that have disabilities. And we do that by offering what we call our four core services. So the first is information referral, and that's if someone contacts us and they're looking for maybe a food pantry in the area, we're going to help get them connected to that service. The second is independent living skills. So that could range to anything that concerns daily living skills, like budgeting or cooking class. We have a cooking class. The third is advocacy. Advocacy is something we try to teach so individuals can advocate for themselves, but also we can advocate on their behalf if they're not able to. And then finally, our fourth service is peer support. So half of our staff actually have a disability themselves. But the stay-at-home order has kind of caused a change in the way that we are able to provide services in the community right now.
I bet it has.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you are able to do? What are some of the things that are vital that you continue doing?
Oh, absolutely. So we are can offer classes through Zoom now. So for anyone that doesn't know, Zoom is like a meeting platform. So if anyone has a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer, they can still join our groups. You can download the app for free, and then we just send you a link that you would join the meeting through. So we have things like our independent living skills class. It's every Monday at 3:00, and that focuses on things like self-advocacy, learning about healthy relationships, computer skills, budgeting. And they actually have a new session starting next week that's going to be focusing on goal setting and building supports in your life so you can reach those goals. And then we also have a virtual cooking class that happens every Thursday at 2 p.m., and that class, they choose what they make every week, and they really focus on things that people right now already have in their home, kind of staple items, so they're not making any special trips to the grocery store to participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important because I think we're all having to adapt to that, you know, figuring out what we're going to cook and not have to make a special trip to the store.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to really touch on our supportive services. I don't know if people know, but we've had a grant from the Department of Veteran Affairs since 2013. And it's called the Supportive Services for Veteran Families Grant. And we actually received additional funding through the CARES Act with this grant. And, again, that's in all the counties in the Thumb, not just St. Clair County. But we also have a subgrantee that's in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County. So we're even down in the city of Detroit. Oh. And we, with this new funding, yeah, we're able to help veterans that are unsheltered on the streets, maybe living in their car, to help get into a motel or a hotel. So we can pay for that. Or any veteran that maybe has medical issues and going into a congregate setting like an emergency shelter wouldn't be the best place for them due to what's going on, we can also help them get into a hotel motel.
That's fantastic.
And then some,
so-
Yeah,
go ahead.
We can even do rental rearage. So if a veteran is off of work because of the pandemic, maybe hasn't gotten their unemployment yet, we can help them with the back rent that they owe. So they're not, even when the moratorium is lifted. But, yep.
Great services. And the challenge, I think, is always connecting with that population that needs your services because oftentimes they're not aware of the help that's available for them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're trying to constantly do outreach in the community. And obviously, that's really hard right now for us to do with some agencies being closed to the general public. But
yeah, Well, certainly important services. And like you mentioned, those Zoom meetings that you're able to have, in some cases, it may actually make you more accessible to people than even before.
Absolutely. Because our cooking class is located at our main office here in Port Huron, with it as a Zoom meeting, we're able to access, you know, more individuals maybe in Lapeer or up in the Huron or Tuscola counties that wouldn't have the ability to drive all the way here for that class.
Right. Like everybody else, everybody is sort of making plans for reopening. Are you looking ahead to, the next several weeks, things that you're hoping to be able to resume and get back to normal?
Yep. So even like our housing services are offered remotely. I mean, we haven't ended any of that. We just have to adapt in terms of the ways that we get signatures or meet with people. But so we're making plans to get back. It'll be in a series of steps. It won't be everyone all at once, but definitely our housing people will be back first because that's such an emergency service.
What are your needs right now? What can people do to help the Blue Water Center for Independent Living?
If they could just share our services, let people know what we've got going on and how we might be able to help, especially with our veterans. If they know a veteran that maybe is struggling, just send them our way.
There you go. Makes sense. And how do they connect with the Blue Water Center for Independent Living?
They can reach out through Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Blue Water Center for Independent Living. They can message us through there. They could also email us at info@bwcil.org. Or they can still call our office at 810-987-9337. And while we're not in the office, we're still checking those messages frequently throughout the day, and we'll get back to them right away.
All right. Fantastic. Christine, thanks for telling us about all that. We appreciate it. And best of luck in these difficult times.
Thank you so very much for having me this morning.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Christine Cook is Associate Director of the Blue Water Center for Independent Living. They're still...